Ремі Юдоувін. Wind in the Hands. Ремі Юдоувін. Wind in the Hands. ISBN 978-965-555-731-2. Ремі Юдоувін. Israeli Author of Scientific and Theological Works on Bible Researches and Ancient History. Represents the novel parable about the good and evil, about a duty and a freedom of choice. He put some question in his book. Can a person be under the shadow of God's grace, being outside the church? Does he recognize the freedom of choice or should follow his calling? Should human reflect, ponder, and doubt himself, friends, and even providence? Is he able see a difference, whether he is a performer of divine predestination or just is used by forces taking kind of angels of light? For readers, also might be interesting another point, how and where prophecies are born, how they affect people, who has the right and privilege to unravel them, whether has a person his choice, if he has been led by evil so that to create divine deeds. Despite the visible storyline is quite simple, the novel is exciting fiction. In the book, there are no names of places and heroes. They all have symbolic character. The stranger, having come across the ancient prophetic text about upcoming arrival of the enemy, experiences the feeling similar to the wind. He tries to understand the meaning of it. He hears a voice ordering him to follow into the city. Stranger realizes that should execute special mission and he needs people with unusual abilities for that. He finds the soldier, a person with a special intuition to distinguish danger, and the seer, a telepathist and a hypnotist. However, the seer considers that the stranger poses a threat to the residents of the city and decides to stop him. Wind in the Hands. All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Part 1. Getting to know each other. Chapter 1. The Stranger. The stranger preferred solitude as his way of life and had lived so for several months. He liked to climb up the mountains where he was standing on the top observing through the mist the face of the city, which seemed small and weak from above. It is different in a metropolis where the man seems small. The stranger lay down on his cape, raised his eyes up towards the eternal heaven and addressed the invisible. He felt that the old world was going away, very special time was coming, and significant change was pending. The stranger had believed in the Creator from the time he was young, unconsciously and never doubting his existence, assuming that belief in God was a natural state. But he might be feeling more at ease with this than others, as it was more than just belief. He had a sense of the presence. You believe in something invisible and intangible, but when you can see and feel it, you are speaking about knowledge and not just belief. He was searching the signs of the Creator by reading sacred books to Orole, learning philosophy, history, and science. His search was ambiguous and disappointing. There is a streamlined system and its laws that harm people. The system, or fate as it is referred to by some people, although this word does not reflect the most complex aggregate of all factors, is so strong that the stranger felt powerless and unable to resist it. But it all changed one day. Late in the evening, he was still reading a manuscript of a doubtful origin. That ancient manuscript seemed to contain confused original and invented pictures drawn by diseased imagination and true prophecies. The manuscript narrated about future events, promised catastrophes, wars, and arrival of a person named the enemy. Unexpectedly, the stranger felt something strange in his head and shoulders, something like a wind and breeze showing to a different extent. At first he was surprised and even touched his head, but soon calmed down and got used to the feeling, and a while later the breeze gradually subsided. As he failed to find an accurate word to describe the feeling, he called it the wind. At that time he saw himself as a man possessing power and very special knowledge. The stranger could foretell future, but still could not fully manage that talent. He had difficulties to tune to that channel accessible to some, and that required a huge mental strain.